And at this moment, history is in the making. The statesmen from Bahrain and Israel signed documents normalizing diplomatic relations between the two countries. We'll have more coverage of this today. And the Islamic State responds by saying that Saudi Arabia should be targeted for supporting normalization between Gulf states and Israel. And people across France rallied Sunday in a show of solidarity after the beheading of a teacher outside his school for showing pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The killing of history teacher Samuel Paty in a Paris suburb Friday has sparked outrage in France and memories of a wave of Islamist violence in 2015 after caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad were published by the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. France's education minister said, "It is absolutely important now to show our mobilization and our solidarity." Paty had been the target of online threats for showing the cartoons, with the father of one schoolgirl launching an online call for mobilization against him. France's anti-terror prosecutor said this. The 18-year-old Chechen suspect in the killing was shot dead by police after the attack. At least 11 people so far have been arrested in connection with the case. And tens of thousands of people marched through the streets of Belarus's capital, Minsk, on Sunday, demanding the resignation of veteran President Alexander Lukashenko, even as officials threatened to use firearms against them. The former Soviet republic has been rocked by strikes and weekly street protests since authorities announced that Lukashenko, who has ruled since 1994, had secured re-election on August 9th. Since then, security forces have detained more than 13,000 people.